Good morning and welcome to Q95 Morning News for today, Friday, November 21st. I'm Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 News Team. In our headline stories this morning, a former DLP minister, Athi Mata, calls on the DLP leader, Roosevelt Skerrett, to answer for his unethical behavior. In news from the region, concerns mount over Bahamas immigration policy, and internationally, Climate Fund receives a $9.3 billion pledge. The morning news compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Fast Cash.
$1,000 can be yours.
Fast Cash. I need Fast Cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, Fast Cash can solve it. Fast Cash will make it right. Fast Cash.
Fast Cash. Your money, your way.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. Just 18 days to Dominica's next general election, and the proverbial political mudslinging appears to be picking up speed. Former government minister Atherton Mata has called on the Dominica Labour Party Roosevelt Skerrett to come clean with the public and respond to accusations of his unethical behavior at that and that of his ministers. Martin made this call to Mr. Skerrett in response to his statement at a Dominica Labour Party rally on Wednesday that his party will deal with Mr. Arthur and his nonsense on a Saturday evening in St. Joseph.
As the leader of our country, did you, and listen carefully, did you have anything to do with a nervous breakdown of one of the daughters of one of the high officials in the Labour Party, who's a devout and practicing Christian, he and his wife? Did you have anything to do with the nervous breakdown of their daughter? And if so, could you come clean and tell us? If you want to talk about things that I asked you, come forward and tell the people. You, after all, are supposed to be, you know, the leader of the country, and you want to be leader again. So everything about you and your life should be transparent. Everything. I also asked your other ministers, Colin McIntyre, to answer questions in the same regard. Julius Timothy to answer questions in the same regard. Reggie Ostree to answer questions in the same regard. And I'm asking Mr. Ambrose George. Ambrose, you're my friend. We go back a long, long, long time. But is there something you can tell us about relationships that you have that may have contributed, and I say may have contributed, to, you know, difficulties with you, illnesses with your wife? Are there issues? In other words, here you guys are pretending to be holy. You all go to church, you all go take Holy Communion, some of you used to be lay preachers, and we have a right to know. If you want everybody to come clean, lead from the front and come clean with us.
Former DLP Minister Atherton Martyr. Martyr has accused the DLP leader and a number of the DLP ministers of being involved in adulterous relationships and of engaging in other such unethical behaviors. The University of the West Indies UWE Open Campus Dominica, the Fortune Hotel, and the Charles Foundation is getting set to host the 9th annual Dame Eugenia Charles Memorial Lecture. The lecture, carded for Thursday, November 27th, will be held at the Fort Young Hotel from 7:30 p.m. This year's presenter, Professor Brian Meeks, will speak on the topic Beyond the End of Sovereignty, Recapturing Space for Humanity in the Caribbean. Meeks is Professor of Social and Political Change and the Director of the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies at UWE Mona. According to a release during the presentation, Professor Meeks will scrutinize the difficulties that Caribbean states find themselves in because of issues such as hostile competition for market access, the demands of austerity measures enforced by the international financial institutions, and the 2007-2008 world economic crisis, out of which the Caribbean region, among the hardest hit, has been also the slowest to recover. This lecture series is held in memory of Dominica's first female prime minister and focuses on its socio-political issues. The United Workers' Party candidate for the Salabia constituency, Claudia Sanford, has questioned the value of the Kalinago people to the Dominica Labour Party candidate, Cassius Adaru. Sanford, who is also deputy leader of the United Workers' Party, says with heightened talks of bribery and underhanded political tactics adopted by the DLP just 2 weeks before the December 8th general elections, sources indicate that large quantities of building materials and other items are flooding into the territory for distribution by DLP representatives. Sanford also raises concern that the DLP, with its insurgence of a CEO approach to its political campaign, has created environments which encourage the excessive and illegal consumption of alcohol by underage citizens who are attending these events. Sanford questions Mr. Daru's vision for his own people and says he's concerned and disappointed about the stigma being encouraged to be attached to the Kalinago people in respect of alcohol consumption. And as such, he says he is disappointed in Mr. Daru's actions.
They had a rum party in Sensi, and I was told that children underage were given alcohol, beers to drink on the streets. And that is a concern to me as a leader in my community. We have been labeled in such ways. History has been so bad to us. And that our leaders now, in people of Cassius Daru, Patrick Hill, Sylvanie Burton, would bring a rum party to Sensi on a Friday night for our young people. I want them to answer the question, where is the funding for that rum party came from? And where is the funding? Under what project, government project, is this current, you know, two-week housing revolution going on? Where is the source of funding? And I would like to ask Cassius, you know, what is the worth of the Kalinago territory in his own estimate? What do we think the indigenous people of this country who have survived the atrocities of colonization, who has assisted so strongly in making Dominica what it is economically, culturally, and historically, who helped fight, you know, slavery, who did their part in ensuring that the abolition of slavery came about, who did their part in ensuring that we secured Dominica and kept it pristine and natural the way it is. What is our value now that the government, after receiving our support for 15 years, would come on the eve of an election and treat us that way? If a rum party on a Friday night for the young people.
Deputy Leader of the United Workers' Party, Claudia Sanford. The Dominica Labour Party says it will place a great focus on assisting single mothers if elected to serve a new term in office. DLP leader Roosevelt Skerritt says if returned to government, the party will double its efforts at ensuring that every single struggling family in Dominica is given a better way of life. He says the new term will be dedicated towards setting a solid foundation for all Dominican children, who he says are the future of the country.
Saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, I am excited about the future of Dominica because I intend to do redouble my efforts to ensure that every single struggling family in Dominica is given a better way of life. That is my commitment in external, ladies and gentlemen. To all you single mothers in the crowd, and listen to me, the next term of the Dominica Labour Party will be your term, ladies and gentlemen, to ensure that every single struggling single mother in Dominica is given a better way of life. Given a better way of life, to be able to take care of your children. This next term is for the future of Dominica, our children, ladies and gentlemen. We have to set a solid foundation and bequeath a better and brighter, most prosperous and just Dominica to our children.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. Agriculture is Dominica's backbone, and the farming community must understand how a United Workers' Party government plans to invest to see growth and development in the agricultural industry. This, according to United Workers' Party candidate for the Peybush constituency, Unica Anthony Victor. Anthony Victor says the United Workers' Party has plans for diversification into a number of new agricultural subsectors so that the farming communities can once again realize the valuable contribution that agriculture has made and can still make to the development of the country. She says these plans will be outlined further at the United Workers' Party Farmers' Rally tabled for the community of Casabrus.
Our next major rally is in Casabrus. It will be a farmers' rally where we will take our time to address the farmers and take our time to address what is it we want to do with agriculture. We will take our time to educate them on our plans for the essential oil industry, our plans for alternative crops, our plans for bananas, and what support we will give to the farmers, how we will provide concessions, what we will do to inject income into agriculture, because we must recognize that agriculture is Dominica's backbone. We must recognize the contribution that agriculture made to several homes, especially in the countryside. And if we do not have an industry which is developed like agriculture, then other industries such as the banks, the shops, the vendors will suffer. So we're taking our time and we dedicating a day for agriculture because we understand how important it is to our economy.
United Workers' Party candidate for the Peybush constituency, Unica Anthony Victor. And that was all local news for this morning. In news from the region, the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of American States, the OAS, have both expressed concerns at a diplomatic level about the new immigration policy in the Bahamas that has touched such a nerve in some sectors of the international community. Prime Minister Perry Christie confirmed that international agencies had indeed expressed that concern directly to the government. The Guardian Business understands that the policy, which came in force on November 1st and involves a requirement for immigrants to be able to produce a passport from their home country or risk deportation, has caused concern about the possibility that the policy amounts to discrimination against Bahamian-born Haitian children. As The Guardian understands it, concerns about raids by the Immigration Department are secondary but do exist. And internationally, the nations meeting in Berlin, 30 nations meeting in Berlin have pledged $9.3 billion for a fund to help developing countries cut emissions and prepare for climate change. The Green Climate Fund was to have held at least $10 billion by the end of 2015, so the pledge is just shy of the target. The South Korea-based fund aims to help nations invest in clean energy and green technology. It is also designed to help them build up defense against rising seas and worsening storms, floods, and droughts. Rich nations previously vowed that by 2020, developing countries would get $100 billion a year from such a fund. The United States had already pledged $3 billion and Japan $1.5 billion. The UK, Germany, and France have promised about $1 billion each, and Sweden more than $500 million. And this has been the morning news package, but first a recap of the headlines. Former DLP Minister Afi Matai calls on leader Roosevelt Skerrett to answer for his unethical behavior. And news from the region concerns mount over Bahamas immigration policy. An internationally climate fund receives $9.3 billion pledge. Once again, the news compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Fast Cash. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website at www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Arlene Gregg with the Q95 News Team.